specific qualities, love and truth. And then they sometimes reverse it and say that love is God or truth is God. But we know that God is love and God is truth. And these are the two most important qualities of the Golden Age. But the other title of God that's always remembered in Bharat especially is Patitpavan, the purifier, the one who purifies impure souls. And so just seeing the connection between purification and truth and love. And you've often heard Daddy speak about Sachai Safai. So honesty, truth, connected with cleanliness, purity. And so definitely the two things are very deeply connected. As I clean myself with the power of God's love, and I think today's Smriti makes it very clear that no matter how much jnana you may have, if there isn't the experience of God's love, it becomes very challenging to follow the path of purity or the path of purification. And I won't ask you to raise your hands, but I'm sure that this has been your experience, that with Baba's love, everything becomes easy, and it's love that gives the power for transformation. And without that love, it would be a hard path to follow. When people say, when you first come to Baba, well, how are you going to manage? You have to do this, you have to do that, you have to give up this, you have to give up that. There's a list of do's and don'ts that are, of course, principles, spiritual principles. But it's not difficult. If it had been difficult, then we would have thought very deeply about it before embarking on that journey. But we experienced Baba's love, we felt the power of truth, and we started. And whatever else has come on our journey as obstacles or challenges, we decided that the love was more important and it gave us the power to carry on. So I'm seeing how today Baba talking about the power of love, and Raksha Bandhan is deeply connected with love. I've often thought about the relationship of brother and sister, and out of all the relationships that we have, maybe not only is this relationship the one that has purity, but it's also the one that is selfless. Because I don't think I've ever wanted anything from my brother, and I don't think he's ever wanted anything from me. And that's my Laukik brother. So on that level, I see how love is a very pure love, without any motive. And I know that in Bharat they say that your brother's going to protect you, and I would laugh at that, because my brother was younger than me. And until I was 15, he was shorter than me. And he shot up, and now he's much, much taller. But it was while we were living in London, I didn't even think about Raksha Bandhan, and Sakar Baba didn't talk about Raksha Bandhan until much later. So at that time in the 50s and early 60s, it didn't come up so much in Baba's Muralis either. But going to India, I saw my cousins make a big fuss about Raksha Bandhan, and all the shops were filled with Rakhis. By then, Rakhi had become commercialized, and I did it for the fun. it was nice to get a pretty rakhi and to tie it on my brother's wrist. And we were both in India, so he didn't have rupees, so I didn't get any rupees. So it was okay, it was just fun. So I never ever imagined that he would be the one who could give me any protection. So even that question of I give a rakhi and he offers me protection, that didn't come in my radar at all. So just thinking that pure love in which you want nothing from the other. Your mother, you have huge expectations, and she also of you. Father, of course. Teacher, yes. So in all the relationships, there's some expectation of giving and taking, which is fine. But with a brother, certainly in my relationship, there was never any expectation. But there was always not just pure love, but also friendship we shared. Very light and easy, nothing heavy. And so this is why Raksha Bandhan and the symbol of purity, brotherhood, but also where in Bharat they have this saying, Vishwa Kutumba, the world is my family. You can see that foundation of the world is my family is actually what Baba's doing at Sangam Yug. Here, the love of the family at Raksha Bandhan especially is very, very visible. And then through the months that go by, I know that the support that the family gives each other is also very special and unique. We don't allow anyone to be alone. If we know that somebody needs help, that help is offered. I know that certainly the senior citizens around in this neighborhood where they were alone and needed help, that help was offered. So the world is my family, that concept, definitely you feel it. But also in Madhuban when you go, you don't have to wait for an introduction. You don't have to be formal, but whoever you're traveling with on the bus from Pandit Bhavan to Gyan Sarovar or the other way around, you're meeting in the dining room, it's an instant kinship. You see they're in white, they're wearing a badge, you know they're a Brahmin. And if they're not, but they're still in the dining room with you or in the bus with you, you know that in some way they're connected to the family. So the reality of the world is my family is symbolized by Raksha Bandhan. And then today Baba talking about how love is that which enables you to overcome all obstacles. And I think that we've experienced how obstacles are not something that come from outside. It's become very clear in the last several muralis. Baba's talked about it in different ways. But the reason why obstacles come, and I call it an obstacle, but it's actually something that's happened or is happening inside of me, and that creates the obstacle. The ego, the attachment, the anger, the greed, the lust, any one of these things, carelessness, laziness, giving excuses, the whole list of negativity that comes. And that's why I'm now facing an obstacle and seeing something as an obstacle. And so is it possible for me to take Baba's love and with the power of that love clean out whatever it is that's going on inside? And then no obstacles. And what I was seeing as an obstacle will also disappear. When I replace whatever it is I'm feeling inside, important to check what is it I'm feeling inside, instead of immediately thinking it's this thing that's the problem. When I start looking inside and I see that actually it's my ego that was hurt, or what is it that triggered my anger, just being aware of all of these things, then if instead of reaction, I sit and take Baba's love, and maybe I don't even need to sit, maybe I can just need to think. But going inside, checking and connecting with Baba and taking Baba's love, I can feel that my perception of the situation has changed and it isn't an obstacle anymore. Who's had that experience? A few. Actually, when you begin to think about it, look back and you will see that it's true for everyone, not just a few who raise their hands now. It's for all. So the power of love protects. It protects me from the obstacles within, and so it transforms the obstacles outside. The power of love is able to heal the soul. If I'm carrying hurts, then my behavior with an individual is not as it should be, definitely. And that in turn creates more reactions, and so more walls are built. Instead of walls being taken down, more and more walls are being built all the time. Love is that power that empowers me to change. Love is that power that allows me to go beyond the physical dimension. Because I want to feel Avyakt Bhaktada's presence, because I want to be with Shiv Baba in Paramdham, that power inspires me to make the effort to let go of this physical costume and take on my Avyakt form. And so definitely, Baba's not only giving us love, but we experience all of these things, but also Baba's teaching me to be able to give love. And if I haven't learned to do that, then I find challenges along the journey, and I have to make sure that I do take enough love from Baba so that then I'm able to manage. Because on the path of Gyan, it's not only my connection with Shiv Baba or even with Bab Dada, but it's also my connection with the whole family. And if there isn't loving exchange with members of the family, then it's difficult to carry on. There isn't the experience of any cooperation. There isn't the experience of support. And way, way back, I think it would have been in 1973, when I was back in India after having been here for a while. Daddy was not well, so I've seen her go through many things through the years and recover with amazing strength and power. But Daddy not well, and Daddy in that little room where Daddy Ratan Moini now lives. So she was in that little room. And there was a group of Kumaris who were in Madhuban for training. And there were the teachers who were meeting the souls. And I was part of that group. And Daddy had said to us to come and meet her every night. And she was in bed, she was lying down. But she would meet the group, and usually she would first ask us to share what our experience had been through the day, and then she would pick up something that we'd said and explain further about it. And in this particular instance, one of the group, and couldn't remember the face or the name, it was just one of the group. So one of the sisters said that she felt that she wasn't loved, and it had been a very difficult day for her. And Daddy heard her, gave her drishti, and Daddy asked her the question, well, try giving love. And she became silent, and she must have experimented with it the next day. Next day again we have the little gathering, and Daddy's not asking her directly, but again asking generally the group. And she says, "Daddy, today was a beautiful day. And what changed it from yesterday was very difficult and today is very beautiful." She said that she practiced taking Baba's love and giving Baba's love. And so that made the whole day very beautiful. And so Baba's teaching us to create a family. When Baba says a kingdom is created on the basis of your study, yes, I understand that, because the study is the highest study, and the study is that which is going to enable me to develop the wisdom with which to be able to do what I need to do in the kingdom. If I can't manage with 2-3 people, it takes wisdom to manage with people. They call it emotional intelligence, and Baba just calls it spiritual wisdom. And so I've taken Baba's Gyan, and so whether it's the understanding of drama, whether it's the understanding we are one family, whatever aspect of knowledge it is that I'm touched by, and I begin to practice and use that aspect of knowledge. One is to say, that was such a beautiful point that Baba made today, and it's great. Nice to hear beautiful points and know that they're beautiful. That's a big step. But at some point, I need to go further than that and start practicing what Baba's saying. And between the knowledge and wisdom is that line of practice. The more I practice Baba's Gyan, the more it is I begin to feel it and live it and experience it. And so that is what creates wisdom within the soul. And so at that point, when you're facing a situation, you're not asking yourself what happened, but you're allowing that natural understanding, whether it's soul consciousness, whether it's drama, to move in and guide you in what it is you do. And so taking responsibility in Baba's work immediately extends your circle of the people you're connected with. I can be at home being a good yogi, I can do what I need to do and come to class and study, but that's very different to extending my connections and relationships and learning to manage with many. So as soon as I say I'm interested to do service, I know there are some aspects of service which are solitary and you just manage on your own. But most service is connected with others. And so the bigger my range of connection, the more wisdom I need to be able to deal with all the different sanskaras that come my way. Living in a cocoon, and that's fine, but there's no responsibility there, and there's no learning or growth there. But as it extends, and there's greater responsibility, so then I have to learn to love, I have to use God's knowledge and make it wisdom so that it's effective in my life, and effective in terms of my relationships. And so this is why Baba says, knowledge is the basis for your status in the future. It's connected very much with wisdom and responsibility and love. So I see how what we're doing today at Raksha Bandhan is directly connected with the birth of Krishna. And I don't know how long Baba and Rama are going to wait for the 108 to be ready. I think the 8 are ready and have taken their place. Baba used to say there's still space. Daddy always used to say there's still space. Now I'm beginning to wonder. I think the spaces have been taken. But I think, yes, there's still margin in 108. And so Krishna is coming. that Krishna is not going to come till a few changes have happened in the world. And from the time that Baba became silent and no longer wanted to come into the physical dimension, during Rakhi, every day there was a song that was being played that, children, you asked me to come down, but now I'm asking you to come up. It was a very nice song. Some of you didn't understand the words and never got the meaning of it, but at some point I hope we'll give you a translation of that. A very, very lovely one. The exchange between children and God. So, Baba's now not going to come. We know that as a fact, not in the way that we used to know. But Baba's asking us to go up. And so, out of my love for Baba, that's what I'd like to do. I'd like to go up. And the stage of the golden age has to be clean and completely pure. So the birth of Krishna isn't simply because Brahma Baba with Shiv Baba isn't coming anymore. Many have made that connection and asked that question. Does it mean that Krishna is born? No, definitely no. I have no question in my mind about it on the basis of Baba's Muralis. The world has to be clean. And so the purification, the power of love, and the power of truth being imbibed within the soul. And 108 are ready whenever that happens. And I don't think Baba waits any longer than that. And then all the signs you see now moving very, very quickly, but huge amount of turbulence, whether it's nature inside or whether it's nature outside, and the cleansing, the new world, and Krishna will be born. So the important thing is to just read what Baba is saying in the Muralis, and the Muralis give you answers to the questions that you have about maybe this, maybe that, maybe the other. No, check back with the Muralis and you'll know what it is that's right. But why I'm thinking of this connection of Raksha Bandhan and Krishna's birth is because in a couple of days Bharat will be celebrating the birth of Krishna. And just as they do with Shivratri, they spend the whole night awake for Shivratri. Same thing at the time of Krishna's birth, because they say he came at midnight. So they stay awake through the night, and there's lots of celebrations through the night. Shivratri, there's no celebrations, there's fasting and purification. But Krishna's birth, then there's a lot of celebration. So today we'll be offering bhog, not just to Baba, but we'll also be remembering Sri Krishna. And so the world of Satyug is definitely coming, because God, the truth, is establishing that world. The world of love is definitely coming, but we have to be the instruments to make that happen through experiencing that today. So sometimes when Daddy used to say, I want to see Satyug here, and she didn't think about golden palaces, she was thinking about relationships and the systems. The system based on love. Why? Because the law is already something you're following because you have Gyan. Nobody has to tell you to follow the law. You're doing it in a natural way because you understand the spiritual laws. So the system of Satyug is totally the system of love. It's not even a question of balance of love and law. Today we have to think about it. Where does love end and where does law begin? But at the point when Baba's children truly adhere to spiritual laws, then on the external level, discipline isn't a big thing. It's very natural. Whatever is the need, that's what I need to do. But also on the inner level, whatever I know is right. Somebody was asking me a few of the statements that I remember from Dadi. And there are several, of course, and if we were to do a round, many, many of you would remember her very precious sayings and teachings, and we could gather 1,000, I think. But I was asked to do 10, so I did 10. But one of them was something that I've often quoted, and it stayed in my mind for a long time. And that Baba Daddy, Daddy used to always say, if I have Baba's knowledge, then no one can force me to do what is wrong, and no one can stop me from doing what is right. It's true, isn't it? And yet, of course, in the world outside, people will always say, well, I didn't really mean it, but because the company was like that, or because my father, my mother, my friend, my sister, my brother said I should, and I wanted to please them, and so I did whatever it is I did. But no, ultimately, it's me, and whatever it is I am doing. So at that moment, in my karmic record, it doesn't appear that because of that influence, this is what I do. My karma is my karma. And so yes, somebody may have been an inspiration for me to do what is right, great. So they get the blessing for that. But I also get the blessing for doing that which I know is right. But equally the other way, I can't say because of this one and that one, I'm not doing what is right. I have to do what I know internally, deeply is right. And so, the power of love in the golden age. Nobody needs to tell you the law. You know what the law is, and you're not even thinking about it because it's totally natural. Yesterday again, a very interesting reminder from somebody that Dadi had at one point said, I hadn't remembered it, but when they said it, it came back. Daddy at one point had said, in the early days in Karachi, we used to check what is it that's making me body conscious, which is different to the checking we do today for most of us. They're checking, am I soul conscious? Because most of the time, I'm not. And so the few times that I'm checking myself and I say, am I soul conscious? It reminds me and makes me soul conscious. But otherwise, the situation where generally within the yagya early days, it truly was a living death and a rebirth. They left behind everyone lokik. Everything was gone. And it was just Baba and Mama, a new life, a new beginning, a new birth, everything new. And Baba was everything for them. And so the practice of soul consciousness was a very natural thing. And I've heard this from other daddies in other ways, but this little thing, the statement, why did I become body conscious? And the other thing that is often said to us, we didn't tell each other, now be soul conscious, now remember Baba. We used to just simply say, man manabhav. And we used to say, hey Atma, smriti me ao. Come into the awareness, the remembrance of who you are. So, I'm speaking too softly. Can you hear me now? A little bit? No? We have headphones. So, do we still have headphones? Do we give out headphones? Many things have changed. But, so this is essentially the three things that I was thinking link Sangam Yug and are the bridge to Sat Yug. The power of purity, the power of love, and the power of truth. And so as we experience these things in a very natural way in our life today, we're laying the foundation of the Golden Age. And we're preparing, really, truly preparing for Krishna to come into the world. So happy Janmashtami to all of you. Although it's Tuesday, we won't see most of you on Tuesday. So in advance, Om Shanti.
ta.